It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate each and every one of you. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. Live with intention. You were made for this time. I get to work with a great team, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Friday to you, producer Steve.
And back to you. You know, the news guy on USA Radio News at 4 o'clock this morning, when he was done with his newscast, he had a couple seconds, and he said, TGIF, my friends. And right away, it had me thinking, do we remember where there was a restaurant chain called TGIF, and they basically, about 20 years ago, they said, no, we better be just Fridays, no more TG.
I did not remember that, really. They just changed to Fridays, huh?
Exactly. And I'm thinking, all right, go back 20, 25 years and say, we're becoming less and less a Christian nation, as Obama would tell us. And they say, we just can't have that TG anymore. We just need to be Fridays.
Yeah, and now I don't really see that they're around much. Did they all totally go out of business? It's funny when some of those things happen like that, when people change their branding on that. But yes, thank God it's Friday. Thank God for every day that we get to get up. And as my dad used to say, today is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad. So my friends, check out our website. That is kimmunson.com. And sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, our most recent op-eds and podcasts. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who contribute to support the work that we're doing. We so appreciate that as well. This week on America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, be sure and check that out. Our interview is with Matt Albright. He is the director for the Center of American Values, where the Medal of Honor Gallery is home to the Medal of Honor Gallery down in Pueblo, Colorado. I'd highly recommend that you all take a day trip. It is along this beautiful river walk in Pueblo. And I came away from visiting, and it's like, I like this town, Pueblo. And it's kind of, I think, a secret about it. But again, we'll be talking with Matt Albright this Sunday on that. And a couple of other things, just kind of housekeeping things. There is a labor shortage out there, and a couple of my great sponsors, Kimberly Bell with Kujani Coffee, is looking for a couple of baristas. And you can email her at kim@kujanicoffee.com. That's KUNJANICoffee.com. And Hal Van Herkey is looking to hire a management trainee there at Castlegate Knife and Tool. And you can email Hal at hal@castlegateknifeandtool.com. And I get to work with a lot of great sponsors. But before we get into all of the show here, we've got a lot planned for you. It's a Turnquest Friday. Rick Turnquest, you know, he moved to Oklahoma. And so he'll be on the line in the third and fourth segment. We're going to be talking about the 2021 election and looking into 2022. We'll talk with Mary Alpers here in this first segment, and Hal at the bottom of the hour. But before we do that, I was thinking about elections. And so I thought, who is a commentator that really has had great thoughts about elections? And it's Mark Twain. You know him. His name was Samuel Langhorne Clemens. He's known by his pen name Mark Twain. He was an American writer, humorist, entrepreneur, publisher, and lecturer. He was lauded as the greatest humorist of the United States has produced, and William Faulkner called him the father of American literature. And he was born in 1835. He died in 1910. And we're going to be talking about elections. I thought this was pretty funny. He said, "Why waste your money looking up your family tree? Just go into politics, and your opponent will do it for you." You know, Steve, go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking, here again, another great quote from somebody, you know, from, you know, 100 years back or more. And he's saying things that are so applicable to today. And we had this jaded look at our culture today and how it keeps going downhill and how low can we go. But these things were happening way back when.
They were. But Steve, I was thinking about our conversation and what we were going to talk about on this quote. And I think it is a little different now. And that is with all this cancel culture. Back in the day, most everybody would hear that and they would think it's funny. But I think the one thing that we have lost in this culture now is humor. This humor, and Johnny Carson, I thought was, he laughed at himself and he made us all laugh at ourselves. and probably Jay Leno too, also. But then I got into this whole late night stuff where instead of good humor, making fun of ourselves, kind of self-deprecating humor, it was this humor of, in a way, kind of dividing, of making fun of other people. It was kind of like the bullies that were making fun of the, somebody, and everybody else is chiming in, because it's like, if we don't chime in with the bullies and make fun of that person as well, then they might make fun of us. And I do think that we have lost our sense of humor in the society. And when that happens, it's a very kind of a dark place to be, Steve.
Well, yeah, we have lost our sense of humor, but I think go into a little deeper and say, well, okay, what's behind that? And maybe it's because everyone's offended at everything.
Okay, and that makes me now think, though, we haven't lost our sense of humor, but it's been tried to be tapped down. But this whole "Let's Go Brandon" thing, to have at this what was it, a NASCAR race where the people were actually quoting not "Let's Go Brandon" but something else, and the commentator that wanted to give cover. And to actually not acknowledge that that's what's going on, it's talking to Brandon Scott, was it? No.
Brandon
Brown. And she said, oh, they're saying "Let's Go Brandon." And then the American people have taken that. So maybe I'm incorrect. We do still have our sense of humor.
Well, then the meme that popped up shortly after that was a very exasperated Jill Biden saying, "For the love of God, please stop. He now thinks his name is Brandon."
Which I guess that's pretty funny as well. Okay. A couple of things. Let's see. How are we on time? Let's go over. Mary Alpers is with Three Points Financial. She and Steve Cruz are the owners of Three Points Financial. Great new sponsors of the show, have introduced her. And I'm still getting all the details correct regarding Three Points Financial. When I met with them, I'm like, this is something very special that they're doing. And they are a fee-only firm. And Mary Alpers, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim.
And so fee only, there's not a whole bunch. That's a pretty elite group that you work with when you're a fee only financial firm like you are, Mary.
Yes, it is. It's more rare than most of the other ways of getting compensation. We're fiduciary and fee only, but in addition to that, we're very tax focused. So, yes, we don't sell any products. We don't receive any commissions. We don't even do straight assets under management or AUM or fee-based or however someone terms it, because basically the client is paying us a direct flat fee that encompasses all the planning that we've agreed to do together. And that frees us up to be completely fiduciary. There's no opportunity to look at making one recommendation or another would make any difference for us. And the client knows that. And so they know that we're working as a team. So it tends to provide a lot of longevity and loyalty between us and the client. And we really enjoy that model. It's worked for us.
Well, I know you're super busy, and people are really looking to you for this kind of help, particularly, Mary, with the passing of this. It looks like Joe Biden's going to sign this any day now, this huge over $1 trillion spending bill. There's got to be taxes to pay for that. Of course, he says that it's going to be totally paid for. Well, it's going to be paid for on the backs, I think, of everyday hardworking people. And so yes. Something, again, that's unique about you and Steve and Three Points Financial is you can actually offer tax planning advice, correct?
And we do their taxes because both of us are licensed. I'm an enrolled agent in EA and Steve's a CPA. So we've both been doing taxes for a very long time. So that's part of the program, and that allows us to analyze, you know, would this be the year that you might want to do a Roth conversion and take some of the deductions and bunch them together over 2 years. There's a lot of strategies that we try to use to help a client maximize the opportunity to have for future tax-free growth. Because when it really comes down to it, one of the biggest issues of the way you live in retirement is actually your taxes, because it eats it up. And so this new bill, if you know, that is going to supposedly be signed Monday. The really only positive thing I see is what was left out or removed from the original bill just so that it would pass. Because originally they wanted to get rid of the Roth conversions. They wanted to get rid of backdoor Roths. They wanted to raise taxes on lower income levels than what they ended up doing. And the only way they could get this to work, thankfully the two Democratic strongholds against it, this was the agreement. And I don't know what will happen with the second bill, because remember, this is only the first. Mm-hmm. But in this new bill, now you can still do, and I wrote a blog about it on our website, that it looked like it was going this way, and it did. So thankfully, we can still do Roth conversions. We can still bunch itemized deductions. We can still do backdoor Roth. And the biggest tax jumps are actually for those making over, this sounds a lot, and it is, over $10 million. And then trust and estates. But there's a lot of hidden things in here. And so the middle class will be hit with just really interesting things on the side that we don't quite know yet. The budgetary office is still reviewing it, and they don't think they're going to have an answer for quite a long time.
Boy, you know, this is such a disservice, I think, to the American people, Mary,
yeah,
to make these things,
yeah,
so complicated and carve things out. But you and Steve are able to look into the future as best as possible, correct, to try to help people, even though there's all these unknowns.
Yes, a lot of it's all about timing. Like if you're considering selling a business or selling a rental, when would you do it? I mean, you would structure it. So we do a lot of that analysis on rental properties and selling businesses too. The front of our website has a triangle, and on the right side are things that an awful lot of, actually almost all of the normal financial planning firms do not do. They do more on the left side of the triangle. And those include things like charitable planning, tax saving strategies, life enrichment, which is another thing we're starting to help people. You just mentioned people don't have humor anymore. That was a really good point. We're just trying to help people live better lives, because it's not all about money. It's about a lot more than that. So we do life planning. And one of the things we're doing right now is we're reaching out to clients, since it looks like we can do these Roth conversions, and we're telling them how much more taxes they would pay if this year to be able to move permanently into tax-free growth a certain amount of their IRA, or do a backdoor Roth because their income might be too high. And I know those sound a little technical, but we've been doing this for years, and our concern was that these opportunities were going to go away. And it looks like they haven't all gone away, but that doesn't mean it won't change. So like I said before, the only thing we can really know is what's here now. And the only thing we can control is what we can control. We can try to set up preventative, but for the most part, what we're doing is we're saying, okay, let's make sure that right now, while we can do this, this is the best thing for this client in their financial plan.
Okay, and your website, I'm looking at it right now, is threepointsfinancial.com, threepointsfinancial.com. You have all your contact information there. And kind of how'd you like to button this up, Mary, today?
Well, because of inflation, the IRS has raised the standard deduction and all these others, and I can talk about that another time. But some people think that, oh, wow, that's more money, more deductions I get. It's all it's doing is making up for the fact that everything's costing more. So we have to be very wise stewards of our money and very wise with tax strategies and financial planning and investment strategies. Where do the investments go? We oversee the investments too, and we make sure that they're allocated for each individual person, custom portfolios, and we make sure that everybody is in line with what their goals are to the best of what we can do now.
Well, Mary Alpers, it's great to have you and Steve Cruz as new sponsors of the show. And again, that website is threepointsfinancial.com. Mary, we will talk to you next week. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. And we'll go to break. When we come back, we'll continue with some headlines. We'll talk to Rick Turnquist in the third and fourth segment. Stay tuned.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And producer Steve, we gone through Patty's packet here. And there's a variety of things I'd like to hit. But first of all, the first headline that she had was regarding another executive order by Jared Polis.
His Highness?
King Polis.
Thank you.
And basically, he has said that all adults in Colorado are now eligible for booster shots via his executive order. He said because it looks like he's changing the designation that declaring all of Colorado to be at high risk from COVID-19. And I didn't also realize that he was a doctor. I did not know that he was able to actually discuss and make determinations on every Coloradan's health status. I find that pretty amazing, Steve.
Well, you need to do more research, I guess, before you step into the voting booth.
And you and I on the pre-call, and then Patty and I were talking about this yesterday. He's very smart politically. He's very, I think he has very smart handlers. And so there's something more with this, and I can't quite put my finger on it yet. They're basing this on data that that we're having, one of the highest, I think, incidences of cases or testing positive. But again, we go over to Dr. James Lyons Weiler, and many of these tests have false positives. And it's like this house of cards, how they're using data that's not totally correct to put forth public policy. And what does this mean if he says that every Coloradan is at high risk? I think the answer will probably be coming out within the next few days. Steve, your thoughts?
Oh, you don't want to know my thoughts. A very famous person that you know said that the love of money, not just money itself, was the root of all evil. And I read this article by Jake Shapiro of the Denver Post, and I first started getting aggravated with Jake, and then I realized I read the text more carefully and saying most of the information he's passing forward came from the governor's office. So it's not Jake per se. So then I went and looked at the stock prices for Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna. And guess what? Over a year's time, they are all up significantly. So I asked you this before in the pre-call, is there enough leverage by Big Pharma in Washington? And we all know it trickles down to, put pressure on Colorado as well. We saw earlier this week in one of our packets that Patty sends us that the efficacy rate dropped off much sooner than anybody really thought. They were surprised. But okay, that's all right. Time, yields data, and the data shows this. But I think, all right, what is the link here? Is it possible that there's a link this way?
Well, and the other thing about it is they completely ignore natural immunity after people have actually had COVID. There's not even a conversation about that within these pundits. And then, speaking of pundits, this actually just came out. This was published yesterday. The Gateway pundit said Bill Gates finally admits to failure of COVID vaccines he fought so hard to prop up. And they went on to say that Gates is one of the leading cheerleaders for the COVID vaccines and was one of the first globalists to call for the for numerous and continual coronavirus shots. But despite the fact that the vaccines don't work as advertised and thousands are reportedly getting sick and dying from the vaccines, the globalist elites continue to push for multiple shots. Bill Gates, apparently this is a quote, he said, "The economic damage, the deaths, has been completely horrific, and I would expect that will lead the R&D projects to focus on things we didn't have today. We didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help with your health, but they are only they only slightly reduce the transmission. We need a new way of doing the vaccines." Should that not strike terror in the hearts of all of us?
Well, you just mentioned natural immunity. What was one of the other things that didn't get a whole lot of play was the other
therapeutics
that were out there,
like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
I'm so glad you have a great memory. But yeah, that's exactly what I'm referring to. All this stuff, and you pull all this together, and again, I just plead for thinking people out there and say, wait a minute, you just can't walk away with these blanket statements and or these executive orders and just say, oh yeah, it's time for your booster now.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're realizing that it does not block transmission. And so Del Bigtree, when he was the keynote up at that rally up in Fort Collins, and he said that very possibly the people that have gotten vaccines, they also have COVID, but it's blocking possibly their symptoms. So here they have COVID and they're walking around giving it to everybody else. And I thought, oh, that's very interesting, Steve.
Well, you know, I have very few flashes of brilliance anymore, and that's fine. That happens. But remember, I don't know, it's about 3 months ago I said regarding this vaccine that it was mitigate, not eradicate. And there's a big difference there in terms of what it does.
There is a big difference because vaccines, my understanding, vaccines before... And it's we actually should not call it a vaccine because it still is an experimental drug. But vaccines actually prevented people from getting the whatever it was that they were being vaccinated against. And apparently that is not the case with this. But I wanted to go to the next headline that's there, Steve. And this is from the Federalist, I think, Tristan Justice. And it says the University of Colorado has been sued for religious discrimination in the vaccine mandate. So it says the plaintiffs, now totaling 18 people after a November 2nd filing to expand the case, are suing the University of Colorado in federal court after being effectively denied religious exemptions to mandatory vaccination against COVID-19. The original lawsuit was filed on September 29th. Says this is a simple issue, said the Thomas More Society senior counsel Peter Breen in a press release. The university has clearly violated the rights of an employee and students by agreeing to accommodation for those with health-based objections to the COVID-19 vaccine, but refusing to accommodate those with religious exemptions. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday with Dr. Jill. And Susan Kochevar texted me, and she had a really good point. She said, what about people that may not want to get the vaccine, but don't really feel that they're religious, and so would not ask for a religious exemption, which made me start to think again about property rights. And going back to the Jack Phillips Masterpiece Bakery Cake Shop case, and that is, and I'd written an op-ed that was in the Denver Business Journal now probably 4 or 5 years ago, that I always really felt that this was, granted that we have our religious beliefs as well, and that's part of the First Amendment, but it's also about property rights. It's very dangerous when you would have a governmental bureaucratic agency come in and say to Jack Phillips, if you do not affirm what we, the government, says that you have to affirm, then we are going to take away your your property right, your creativity in baking cakes, and that you would that would really affect your livelihood. I always thought that that was a property rights issue. And after Susan sent me that text message yesterday, I thought about this. This is also a property rights issue. This is a property rights of your body. And so if somebody may not want to ask for religious exemption because they don't feel they're religious, and of course, a medical exemption, my gosh, there's people out there that if they get this vaccine, it could really compromise their health. But it's also a property rights issue. At the very foundation of this, Steve, it's a property rights issue. And America was founded on this idea of property rights. And if we do not honor our property rights, then America is in a very, very dangerous position, producer Steve.
It is. And maybe we should say just a second time here in case people are hearing this story for the very first time, that the plaintiffs in that lawsuit are both faculty and students. It's not just, you know, one particular group or the other. It's both.
And so they're using, saying they're being discriminated against, which that's not, we can't in America, we are not to discriminate because of a whole bunch of different things, and a religion is one of those. But can you believe that we are now discriminating between vaxxed and unvaxxed? I mean, just change the word unvaxxed to black or gay. And the people that are pushing people, you know, dividing us, many of them would not stand for it if that was a different word. But we are now seeing this public policy that is trying to divide people. And we have to remember, we have to honor property rights, because that is one of the foundations of the American idea. And when we protect property rights, then what happened is we have this great American idea where people are able to go after their hopes and dreams. And this American idea has brought forth human flourishing and prosperity for everyday people like we've never seen in the history of mankind. And if we don't protect property rights, we're going to squander this great American idea. Steve, your final thought?
Well, you pretty much just now summed it up. And I was thinking, well, you know, January will be here before we know it because of the hectic pace of the holidays. But it's also maybe an eternity for Mr. Biden, or what's his name? Not Biden.
President Brandon.
Yeah, President Brandon. Because I see more and more pushback mounting every day to these mandates. And, you know, it's a long time between now and January in this regard. So maybe that's what's going to, you know, make some of this back off a little bit, because, you know, right now, some of my friends know I'll be traveling soon by air, and saying, what happens if they slaps a, you know, no travel on the unvaccinated? And I think, well, it certainly could happen, but with this pushback on mandates, I don't know. I think this is going to slow things down greatly.
And that is why it is important to stand strong. And I know many people that have been vaccinated, but they do not believe in this whole force thing, because they understand that this question, we talk about it all the time on the show, freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. Informed consent gives people the freedom to decide whether or not they do want to get a vaccination or not. But when you see all this force that's in this coercion and get the jab to keep your job, it is just astounding. So stand strong, my friends. And as you know, we are a trusted voice. We're an independent voice. And I so appreciate all of you who support us. But I also get to work with a lot of really great partners. And before we go to break, wanted to talk with Hal Van Herke. He is an entrepreneur. He and his wife own Castlegate Knife and Tool, located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. Hal Van Herke, you're a sponsor of both the shows, both America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, as well as The Kim Munson Show.
First of all, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. And we really enjoy the opportunity to sponsor both, especially this show. It means a lot to me in terms of, I believe our veterans and first responders are unique, special people.
They are.
It's not just, you know, there's certain things about them that were the type of people that were willing to stand up and defend what they believe in and put their lives on the line, you know, so very much appreciate the opportunity to support that community.
But before we get to break, we're coming into Christmas season. Castlegate Knife and Tool has all kinds of inventory. You've stepped up. You have things that people can actually purchase and put under the tree for people.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, we don't, our store is fully stocked and ready to go. We don't have stuff stuck on container ships outside of Gavin Newsom's ports in California. Our stuff's in the store and ready to go. We've never been more stocked up ever. We've spent a lot of time this year getting ready for the holidays. We have all of our top brands in, like Microtech, Benchmade, Heretic. If you know knives, you'll know some of these if you're looking for things. I'm talking to some of my people here. But we also have expanded our kitchen knife selection. We have some really amazing handmade cutting boards and cheese boards that are made here locally.
Nice.
That are handmade. Some of them have 9 different wood species. Just
oh,
in
beautiful.
Some of these things look like you know,
work
different
of
types
art.
Of tartans,
yeah,
or quilts, but they're actually okay. All made out of different wood species. They're works of art, you know, and so we always try to find local artists like that. We're really starting to collect a lot of locally made blacksmith items as well. So basic knives, rustic knives, but also kitchen utensils, things, you know, home decor and stuff like
that
are
okay.
locally made by local aspiring blacksmiths and stuff.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Great. So Castlegate Knife and Tool is a great place to do your shopping, and the website is castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. And Hal Van Herke, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate your partnership.
Thank you.
Life is more than what we have in the bank. Mary Alpers and Steve Cruz with 3 Points Financial understand that comprehensive financial planning is an important component for each individual to thrive and prosper. 3 Points Financial provides tax, investment, and retirement planning so that you can achieve your financial independence. With so much public policy uncertainty, it is important to have the professionals at 3 Points Financial working for you to navigate these uncharted waters. Check out 3pointsfinancial.com to schedule your initial consultation to achieve your financial freedom. That's 3pointsfinancial.com.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is Rick Turnquest. You can find his blogs at advancefreedom.com. That's to advancefreedom.com. But he also writes op-eds for us, and actually our last two op-eds are his. You will not want to miss them. The visuals are always so interesting. It is a Turnquest Friday. Rick Turnquest, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. It's great to be here with you today.
And how's things in Freedom, Oklahoma?
Things in Oklahoma are great. I have to say, this state's really growing on me. You know, I was listening to the show, what you were talking about earlier, and I was just looking up some data on the web here, and Colorado, you know, apparently is in a COVID emergency, whereas here in Oklahoma, which has fewer people vaccinated, there's no mask mandates. There's some places that are typically leftist strongholds, like the big city of Oklahoma City, even though the mayor's a Republican, and the schools, you know, trying to impose mask mandates, and our governor, Governor Stitt, is adamantly against any kind of mask mandates. So it's definitely a difference. The last election, there was no ballot issues on the ballot. There's no crazy leftist ideas on the ballot. It was just a couple school board races and a couple of city council races. Everybody we meet is where we are politically. When we talk about politics, they all are in the same place. I met with a doctor last month, and you know, he asked if I was going to move back to Colorado. I said, no, I don't like the way Colorado is going. And as long as it's governed by the party that's in charge, I'm going to stay away. And he's I'm the same way. If I moved anywhere, I'd go back to Texas. So, you know, it's definitely different, and I enjoy it. So.
Well, let's talk about your op-ed that you've done, Election 2022. And Zach said the visual, it was very easy to do for this particular one because he puts a lot of thought into all of these different visuals that we do. But it's a picture of the new lieutenant governor in Virginia, Winsome Sears. And it's pretty powerful. Let's talk a little bit about the election results of 2021. So what's your thoughts?
I was very pleased with the results of the election, especially in Virginia. I have been watching in dismay as Virginia's has become kind of like Colorado. It was run by Democrats. They passed a lot of bad legislation when they had full control of the state levers of power. And people clearly were getting tired of that. And they voted the Democrat governor out, and they voted the Democratic majority in the state legislature out. So that's a great, great sign, and especially for my native state of Colorado. If they can do it, y'all can do it. And it really is telling the reasons why they voted the Democrats out, because they don't want the government overreach. They don't want the government and the school boards deciding what they're going to teach the children. They don't like the fact that the Democrats don't think that parents belong in their children's educational decisions. And this graphic that Zach put together is great because it tells a story, and the story is the first African-American people that were elected in America after the Civil War to elected office were Republicans. The first women elected to elected office were Republicans. And now the first African-American, she's actually, you know, from Jamaica, lieutenant governor of the purple state of Virginia is a black woman. And I think it's awesome because the Republican Party was founded to destroy slavery. To, you know, it was actually founded to eliminate the spread of slavery, and ended up being the party that destroyed slavery. And the Republican Party is the party of opportunity, and the Democratic Party is the party of everything that's not right in America these days.
Well, in this Democrat Party, I want to give people cover that have been Democrats, and they need to understand this is not the Democrat Party of JFK. JFK actually believed in the American people. It was not what government could do for you, but what you could do for your country. And this Democrat Party now is saying we're going to take care of you. They can't do it. We realize they can't do it, but that's the promise that they want to make. But then we also realize, and you alluded to this just a little bit, is the school board meetings that have been taken over by leftist Democrats, the way they have treated parents at these school board meetings. I think we talked about this last time you were on. I've been down at the state legislature where they take quote unquote public testimony. We want to hear from the public. They didn't want to hear from the public. It's just semantics. But I've been in hearing rooms where it is full of people and the disdain, the disrespect that they have had for everyday people is astounding. And what's exciting about this is everyday people are seeing this and they're saying, we don't want that. We do not want that, Rick.
That's exactly right. I've sat through school board meetings and I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's really interesting to me because Douglas County, where I lived for well over 20 years before I moved here to Oklahoma, is a very conservative county. It always surprised me that we were electing non-conservative school boards, and I'm glad that that's been corrected with the last election. But you're right, it's people are seeing the way that parents are being treated, the way they're being silenced. I remember at Douglas County, they gave you 1 minute to speak, I think, and you know, the and at the state legislature, they don't really want public testimony. They're just going through the motions, but they schedule these bills. They'll put five controversial bills that a lot of people want to talk about in one hearing that starts at 2:30 if it's on time, which it usually isn't. And they go for hours and hours till it's midnight, and most people have left before they finally vote on these things. And it's just they have the power and they're using it, and it's. Next year's election is really the time to take the power away from them and put people in place who understand the role of government and who will adhere to those principles. And not all Republicans do. I'm very disappointed with the 13 Republicans who voted for the infrastructure bill and are responsible for sending that to President Biden's desk for signature. I think that's unconscionable, and I certainly hope no Republicans are going to support this $2 trillion social spending climate change boondoggle that's still being hammered out in Congress. And the mere fact that something like that is taking this long to get done means they're having trouble getting it done, and they're not sure they can get it done, and they're really trying. But as long as people like Manchin and Sinema stand strong, hopefully it won't go through.
Rick, I had done additional research, but did you realize there were 13 senators, Republican senators, that got that thing out and got it over to the House? And Mitch McConnell was one of them, and Lindsey Graham was one of them, and Chuck Grassley was one of them. And I think these people need to be primaried. I really do, because that is selling the American people out. And I wanted to, let's see, where are we at on time? Let's go ahead and bite this off. We'll make the break in a little bit. So you mentioned that Douglas County was a conservative county, not so much anymore, and I think that's how we got those leftist school board members. And I think there were also mistakes that had been made under a previous board. And I think that mistake was that they had hired somebody as a superintendent that said what they really wanted to hear, but they did not realize that she was actually pushing curriculum further and further to the left and was actually very heavy-handed. And so with that, teachers were very frustrated. And I know that because I worked on that 2017 school board election, and I saw that. But Patty had on the headline, we've heard that many of these immigrants that have been coming across the border, they've been putting them on planes, and in the middle of the night, they've been dropping them off in Florida. Now, Governor DeSantis says that he's going to put them on buses and send them to Delaware, which I like. But the fact that we're having this invasion, and Biden is not doing anything about that on the southern border, they want to change the demographics of America is what I see. But Rick, when I was on city council and I looked at this economic development sounds great, right? But in cities have economic development offices, counties, the state. What I realized is that it's picking winners and losers. It's saying, okay, company, you come to our community, our state, and you're going to get certain gimmies, if you will. But I always thought this isn't fair, because your businesses that all have already been here have been paying full fare. They're paying their taxes. And what I realized then is this has been used to change the demographics as well. So let's just think about Charles Schwab, which came into Lone Tree. And I'd asked, did Lone Tree give them any incentives? And the answer was no. At the time, I didn't realize I needed to ask another question. And that was, did the state of Colorado give them incentives? And the answer to that is yes. And I think it was about $8 million. So let's think about this. Democrat PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties entice a company from San Francisco to come and locate in Douglas County. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that very possibly could change the fabric of the voters in Douglas County. Now, you and I have not talked about that, but it's becoming more and more solidified in my mind. What's your thoughts on that, Rick?
Well, there's a lot to unpack in what you just talked about, but let's face it. Picking winners and losers or having economic development offices is not a proper function of government. The government should be staying out of the way and letting businesses locate where they want, hire who they want, pay them what they want, and what they mutually agree to, and all that. economic incentives for some companies are not fair to the other companies. That's exactly right. And if I was a small business owner and a competitor came in with government assistance to take, you know, to eat into my business, I'd be upset. And I pay taxes to support the government that's doing that. So it's clearly not a proper role of government to have these kind of economic development offices. And I know what they want. They want the tax revenue because there's not enough money in the world for politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties. I think we all know that. And it's true. They do want to change the demographics. I am upset when a company, and it's so funny. We were talking about the Democratic Party. I'm just going to digress for a second here. The Democratic Party of yesteryear, you know, was supposedly the party standing up for the little guy and, you know, standing against big corporate America. And now the Democratic Party and corporate America are pretty much one and the same anymore. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing to me. Well, the largest company in the world, Apple, is clearly run by a leftist board, and so is big tech. So it's not the Democratic Party that it was before, and they do want to move these people into red states to try to change the demographics and put them into the Democratic column. I believe that's true about corporate incentives. I believe that's true about immigration, and it's disgusting that one of the legitimate functions of government is national security, and Joe Biden's doing a terrible job of that because he's not securing our southern border. And if we don't have a border, we don't have a country. That's pretty much how I look at it.
Right. And I think Reggie Carr said this on his show last week, is even most Democrats lock their doors of their house at night, and securing the southern border is just kind of like locking the door and checking on who's coming into your house. Rick Turnquist, we're going to go to break. On the line is Rick Turnquist. It's a Turnquist Friday. He's got an excellent op-ed at my website, Election 2022. Before we do that, though, you know, we're an independent voice. I have great partners. One of those partners is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations, and that is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. And it's a great place to get together with friends. And they have all kinds of different specials. And Friday through happy hour specials, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. And just a great place to get together and maybe check out a little bit from all that's going on and get together with friends, enjoy a happy hour. So check out my sponsors. They're on my website, kimmunson.com, under my sponsors tab. I highly recommend each and every one of them. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Rick Turnquist.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3. Here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests and our most recent op-eds and podcasts. And thank you to all of you who support us. And before we get back to Rick Turnquist, another one of my great sponsors is Kirsch Insurance Group. You can find them at iKirsch.com. That's iKirsch.com. The government says that you have a certain window in time where you can make changes to your 2022 Medicare plan. Now, I think it's goofy that you only have a certain amount of time, but that's October 15th through December 7th. And as fast as time is going, December 7th is going to be here before we know it. And Kirsch Insurance Group has a proprietary program where they can put in your prescriptions and determine your coverage with different companies for next year. And in fact, when Marlon was on earlier this week, he said they were able to help a client save over $2,000 next year. I mean, that's real money. So plan ahead. Reach out to iKirsch. Coach.com. They work with most all of the carriers here in Colorado, and they can set you up for success for 2022. And again, that's iKirsch.com, iKirsch.com. Okay, Rick Turnquist, this piece that you've written, Election 2022, you dissect what's happened with some of the big things in the 2021 election. We talked about Virginia. What about 2022? I know you have optimism on that, although we do see the Democrats frantically trying to change the demographics of many of these red states. What do you think about 2022?
Well, you're right. The Democrats are desperately doing whatever they can to cling to power, and changing demographics is part of their strategy. But I think that, as we talked about last month, which was just a couple weeks ago, I think the American people are waking up to what's going on, and I think they're becoming fed up. And I did a little research, because that's one of the things I enjoy about writing, and I found that in the years since World War II, the president's party has lost an average of 26 seats in the House and 4 in the Senate. And I think that with the terrible poll numbers that Joe Biden has right now, and I see no reason why they would improve, I believe that next year the Democrats will definitely lose the House and retire Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, and very possibly the Senate. And it really can't come soon enough, because the Democrats' agenda is going to destroy this country. And I'm not being hyperbolic here or trying to be dramatic. I'm just looking at the simple facts. If you take the government's budget and spending and strip out the last however many zeros and think about that in terms of your family's budget, you have $100,000 of income every year. You have $200,000 of spending. You have $500,000 of credit card debt. You have to borrow money just to pay the interest on your debt. Sooner or later, you're going to be bankrupt. You won't be able to pay your bills. And that's exactly what the government is doing. And it's a bipartisan problem, because Republicans sign on to it too, but not to the same degree as Democrats do. But it's very concerning to me that this $1 trillion. Now, I always put all the zeros in the blog post just to give people a sense of the magnitude of the number. $1 trillion infrastructure bill. A lot of it's got some leftist baloney in it. But this $2 trillion, which used to be a $3.5 trillion social and climate change bill, it's going to be the largest expansion of the federal government since the 1960s, which partly is the reason for why we had such terrible economic performance in the 1970s. And that's what we're heading for right now.
And I feel that they're trying to double down. Now, here we are. We've gotten through the 2021 election. 2022 is right around the corner. They're doubling down, and we need to encourage those like Sinema and Manchin to put the brakes on this, because you're correct. This will bankrupt our country. And again, not to be dramatic, it's just fact. And I was thinking about this. I'm wondering why. But when it came out that the Biden administration was considering awarding $450,000 to individuals that, quote unquote, were separated at the border, I realized that when we have homeless people here, and our veterans need help, and everyday hardworking people are getting squeezed on taxes, I'm like, I think they do want to destroy the country. Rick Turnquist. Rick.
I don't know if they're smart enough to have the active malice that way, but maybe they are. But they seem to be disconnected from reality, is what I think. For example, the climate cult, they fly in their private jets, emitting tons of carbon to Europe, to some resort, to talk about the global climate and how they're. One of the things that really blew my mind about this COP26 thing was that small countries, developing countries, are now demanding that more developed countries give them $1.3 trillion a year, or some crazy number like that, to help them build renewable energy sources. And it's just, they're so far disconnected from reality. They don't understand the laws of economics. They don't understand the laws of human nature. They think that there's no, they think that government creates wealth. I don't know. It just blows my mind that they are so far disconnected from reality and everything they try to do. And this infrastructure or this social spending bill and climate change bill is just a great example of that. There's so many things in that bill that are terrible. And if it's passed, it'll really be a damage to our country. And hopefully next year, Republicans, when we take back the levers of power, they'll be able to at least put the brakes on Biden and the left. And hopefully in 3 years, we'll elect another Republican president and hopefully try to undo some of this damage. But it's this next election is they always say this is the most important election of my lifetime. But I really think this next year is going to be very important, especially in Colorado. I'm very hopeful that we'll have a good chance of making Polis a one-term governor and at least taking back the state Senate.
Definitely. We've got 1 minute left. And on that, Rick, though, I also, when we're electing Republicans, we need to elect Republicans that believe in the American idea. And that is limited government and big individual. We've got 1 minute. Your final thought, Rick Turnquist.
Well, my final thought is I want to direct people to my blog post where I talk about the progressive infrastructure. It's linked in the piece on your website. And another one called the Progressive Advantage Money. The left in Colorado especially is very well organized, very entrenched. They have a lot of advantages, and it's up to Republicans in Colorado to understand, not only understand what they're fighting against, but how to counter their advantages. And one way is to donate to your candidates, get out, walk, knock doors for them. It's not something I enjoy doing, but it's something that has to be done. And stand up for America, make your voice heard, and understand that without a change in direction, our country at large in my native state, Colorado, is in real danger of further decline.
Well, Rick Turnquist, really appreciate it. Always great conversations. And be sure and check out his blogs at toadvancefreedom.com and then also his op-eds at kimmunson.com. So thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you, Kim.
And Mark Twain's quote for today is perfect from what Rick was saying. And Mark Twain said this: if you want to change the future, you must change what you're doing in the present. So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them.